Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Welcome to Impact 103, and I'm Owen Farley. And if you have just tuned in with me, you have reached me at the beginning of my time with you. And it's such an awesome time to spend with you every single week at this time, because we get to be real, challenge the way that we think, and be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus, which is love. And in 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, "And all of us with unveiled face continue to behold the word of God as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, and are constantly being transfigured into his very own image and likeness, in ever increasing splendor and form, from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." I love this. This is what we're all about. And I specifically now at the end of the year, this, we need to keep this pursuit. Keep it. Don't grow weary in doing good, but keep on seeking and saying, "God, you've chosen me to become the very image and likeness of Jesus. I need this. This beholding of his glory," I love what that scripture says. "Beholding of his glory brings you into the very identity that he's designed you to be, so that you can do the same things that Jesus did and even greater things than these." So please stay tuned as we continue to just grab a hold of God, look at what he wants us to become, and step into everything that God has for us. Love brings you into your identity. Something that's so, so vital for each of us to really understand this process, because this journey of identity takes time. As does any relationship and anything that we do in our life that is of great value. It takes time. It takes effort. You know, one time I actually heard the Lord kind of say to me, "A leaf does not strive to grow. It abides in the tree. And then as it grows, it matures into what it really needs to." And it reminds me of that scripture in John 15, verse 4. "Dwell in me, and I will dwell in you. Live in me, and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in and being vitally united to the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me." And then it carries on and says, "I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing." That last part is just, it strikes me so much, because I know that every single time I get into the presence of God, I'm just different. I feel different. I act different. His presence, his glory, his word comes in, changes my heart, and I'm able to do things and see things differently. And that is what it's all about. It's taking time to be in his presence, allowing God through his love to change you, transform you, so that you can step into what you were really meant to be. Something that I remember very clearly in my relationship with the Lord, and just kind of asking him those questions, like, "Lord, why am I here?" You know, like, "Why am I here? What's my identity? What do you want to do?" is something I was actually going through at school. And I remember asking him, "Lord, if there is something and someone that you actually relate me to in the Bible, please show me, you know, show me who I, like, which characteristics do I hold that you want to do something with me, and what's my purpose? Reveal that to me." And as I was praying, I remember praying for about two weeks, and I didn't receive anything from the Lord. But then all of a sudden I was in church, and as we were busy praising and worshiping, I could see that there was this gentleman. He was kind of just looking at me, and I wasn't 100% sure on why he was looking at me. I was kind of trying to like do my own thing, but it was kind of strange. And sat down after worship ended, and this guy just reached down into his bag next to his Bible, grabbed this piece of paper, and started writing on the piece of paper something, and he handed it over to me. And I remember looking down at this piece of paper and being so shocked, because it was such an answer to prayer. It said, "For you, my valiant warrior, Joshua." And it was like God had right there answered my prayer on what it is that I was actually praying for. And he took me right then to the book of Joshua, and I just opened it to it and started reading it. And it, in my Bible, it had one of those passages where it kind of explains about the book of Joshua. And I was reading that, and the first couple of sentences read something to the extent of, Joshua was the leader of the Israelites after Moses. He took like the leadership role. And it was something I was actually praying for, was like, Lord, do you want me to be a part of the leadership at the school? And as I read that scripture, the Lord just really highlighted, yes, I do want you to be, and so apply. And it was amazing for me that God had given me as something that was so very specific to what I was asking for, and then gave me an explanation of who I was. But from that explanation of my identity, said, now, because you are this, I want you to do this. And he gave me a purpose. He gave me a plan to actually work towards. And that's the same with every single one of us. God really does want us to do something specific. And he is specific. He reveals those secret desires and hidden petitions of our heart. He reveals the plans that he has for us. And it's just up to us to wait for the answer. Just wait on him until he brings the answer. If you are struggling with this, and you're struggling with waiting, just like I've been in this past season, just like asking God, Lord, how do I wait even more? How do I curb this impatience? Please stay tuned, because after this, we're going to have another moment with Mama Daph coming up, where we're going to be talking about waiting, impatience, and what we can do in the waiting. It's that time of the week again here on Impact 103, where we get to have moments with Mama Daph. And if this is the first time that you have tuned in, Pastor Daphne, just a reminder, is the lead pastor of the global ministry River of Life, president of the record label Roll Records, and the mother to the Bushveld Mission Children's Home in Limpopo. And she really does have a heart to bring love, the love of God, to the world and take people directly to the throne of God. And if you have missed the previous moments with Mama Daph, just remember, you can definitely go onto our website at impactradio.co.za and look under the podcast section, and you'll see all the posts for moments with Mama Daph there. As well as if you want to catch more of Mama Daph, then just go onto social media platforms and use the handle It's Mama Daph. So welcome again to the show, Pastor Daphne, and I'm so grateful that you joining us again.
Yay! Thank you so much for having me.
So I actually want to carry on our conversation and just jump straight in to where we left off last week, when we were talking about impatience and waiting, because for me, this is such a vital, vital topic at the moment. And in my spirit, it's just burning. And I was actually just reading up a little bit more about it. And I read the scripture, Jeremiah 12, verse 5, really stood out to me. And it says, but the Lord rebukes Jeremiah's impatience, saying, if you have raced with men on foot and they have tired you out, then how can you compete with horses? And if you take to flight in a land of peace where you feel secure, then what will you do when you tread the tangled maze of the jungle haunted by lions in the swelling and the flooding of the Jordan?
Incredible. I think to me that one of the strongest messages in that particular passage is that if what we were talking about last week is if you get ahead of the Lord and you just get impatient, then you end up making your own plan, which means that you're not following God anymore. And at the end of the day, that can take you years off course and many consequences to try to get back on track. So that leads us right into then what do we do? And the answer to that is to wait on the Lord. But waiting doesn't mean just sitting around, twiddling your thumbs, saying, oh man, I just can't wait. Waiting means that you stand firm in what it is that God has told you, and then you pray and you fast and you stand until the moment God says go. And when we're called to wait, many times the Lord takes us through stages. And I mean, God does things in so many different ways. But what I've seen as a pastor in a global ministry is many times He's positioning so many things for us. So whether it's new technology in order to be able to accomplish what He's called you to do, or whether it's something in a relationship, or whether it's touching someone else's heart to give favor for a particular situation, or whether it's moving somebody in power out of the way so you can step in, whatever it is, God is still working in the wait. And Amen. To remember that God is working right now to pull everything together for the good of those who love Him. And that takes patience. And one thing that I've noticed is that He does things in stages when he's calling us to wait. Not all of us are called to wait. We've got different people with, you know, different situations that God's put us in. Sometimes there's people who are actually those that kind of procrastinate a little bit, and they have fear or maybe insecurity, and they're impatient, but they don't move anyway. Those people might be called to take a step of faith. And God might be saying, just take initiative, take a step. Step out there, do something, go ahead and take a step. So, but then there's people who are, and the people that He usually is asking to wait are more of like leaders, people who can just go make things happen. They're not afraid. They're filled with, you know, authority and power, and they can usually jump ahead of God because they've got the gifts and the skills that He gave them to do that. So to learn to even submit your gifts and your skills along with your desires to God, sometimes He asks us to wait. And when He does that, He sometimes takes us through stages. So the first stage is usually He puts a desire in our heart. And we have to make sure that what He's put in our heart is actually a desire that He put there. Because if He put it there, then He promises that He will bring to completion the good work which He started, and He will give us the desires of our heart. Those are two different scriptures. So first we have to make sure that it's Him who put the desire in our heart.
Wow, so true.
Then what I've noticed is that He'll start talking about it. And at different stages, then He'll start stirring it up. It's like stirring it up, like get ready. We're getting ready to do these things. And He might give release on little steps along the way, but it's not a full go yet.
Yes.
So there's the putting the desire in our heart and then the stirring it up.
So let me ask just this question. How do you know, I guess, when you've reached that point where it's like, okay, the end of the wait is done, but and there's that transition where God actually says, yes, I've released this. Now you can get up and go.
That's the step number three I was just going to say is when God actually releases the timing. It's a time to get started. And you know, because He starts beginning to give instructions and He'll give them kind of step by step. It's not just okay, now I've given you a word and I've stirred up a vision in your heart and I've given you a vision and you've written it down and made it plain. So just, it's a free for all, just run, go and see what you can make happen. It's not like that. He's very orchestrated and He knows who needs to be where, when they need to be there, not just you, but everyone else involved in what you're doing. So you'll know because He'll start to begin to give instruction. And if you're obedient in the step-by-step instruction, He'll give you more. And wow. It's beautiful to watch it start to unfold. So the point is that He will give you step-by-step instruction and guidance. And then we have to be patient and actually follow and not just jump ahead of God. But you know, because you have relationship with him. So when he says release, like you said, for your own personal situation, you know the voice of God. I know your walk with the Lord. So you know the voice of God. You've got strong leadership that brings confirmation on the decisions and things that God is telling you. So you know, because you know his voice and you know your relationship. And you also know yourself. So you know when you're jumping ahead. You know when you're being impatient. You know when you just want to make things happen. You know when you're saying, oh, I'm getting older. Or, oh, this is happening. Or, oh, I don't have enough finances. I better just go make something happen. Like, you really do know. And that's how you hold yourself accountable in your relationship to him, which goes back to all the previous conversations we've been having, which are, catch those thoughts and know yourself and start renewing your mind and walking in the way God really created our relationship with him to be. He leads us and he guides us and he tells us exactly where we should be and what we should be doing if we submit and surrender to him. Exactly. So if we say, I'll give you my life, Lord, but then we jump ahead of him and do whatever we want with our life, we didn't really give him our life. We just maybe asked him to be our savior. We maybe asked him to help in, you know, certain situations. But giving him your life means trusting him and keeping hope. Because hope is a substance. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. And it's impossible to please God without faith. Yeah. So at the end of the day, we hold on to our hope. We fan the flames of hope. I hope and I know that God, what he promised me, will come true. I don't need to push it, make it happen, be impatient, jump ahead of him and cause consequences for myself or cause years of being off track that I have to come back around and say, oh my gosh, why didn't I just wait on the Lord?
Yeah, I think that really does tackle this, this lie that society really has, that we have to make things happen. If you've got a dream, get up and go, make it happen. It's kind of like, no, God works in such a different way in the kingdom. It's about following those exact instructions. And so thank you so much for like pointing that out, that God is so specific for every single person. He's very specific. And that waiting is actually such a powerful period. It actually reminds me of a quote I heard from Smith Wigglesworth one time. It says, waiting slays a man that he may begin a new way in life. And I love that. Thanks. Yeah.
He's working. He's doing so much work during that period, whether it's in your own heart, whether it's strengthening you, whether you think you're already leading or whatever, and you're a great, bold leader. But we can always be more. Exactly. And we can always expand our tent legs. We can always do more, be more. We can always be becoming more like Jesus. So when he puts us in a waiting period, know that he's doing something so important, even in your own heart, to position you for the promise and what's coming. And I want to read Psalm 37:34, and we see such a clear example. He says, wait for the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt you. He will exalt you to inherit the land. You will look on when the wicked are cut off. And I think sometimes we forget that when we jump ahead of the Lord, we're not letting him exalt us into the positions that we need to be in, so that we have the favor, we have the authority. When we walk in saying, this is why I'm here and this is what I'm doing, then people stop and they listen. And exactly. They're like, oh, wow, okay. Because it's God who goes before us. It's God who makes the crooked path straight. And if we don't allow him to straighten out that path before we get on it, look how windy and crooked we're going to be going.
Yeah.
And that's why we must wait on the Lord. And then in Psalm 135, it says, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in his word, I hope. So our soul is our thoughts, our emotions, and our free will choice and behavior. We have to get our soul to wait on the Lord in the peace and the joy that he gave us. And some practical steps to do that is during your wait, you just make yourself keep your joy because that's your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You maintain your mind fixed on God. We remember the previous podcast about catching your thoughts, taking them captive, casting them down, thinking on that which is perfect and pleasing and staying in a positive place so that all the chemicals and hormones, everything's being released in a way that keeps us in joy. And then we stand firm, unshakable. Number three, stand firm, unshakable in what you know that you're doing. I am waiting right now. So no other conversations are allowed. I'm not just wasting time. I'm not being successful. I'm not being unproductive. No, 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 no. You are waiting on the Lord because that's also part of the instruction. Number four, keep your hope and your faith. And number five, God's promises do and will come to pass.
Amen.
So Psalm 27:14 says, wait on the Lord, be strong, take heart and wait on the Lord. It's not easy to wait on the Lord when you're a go-getter, when God made you a go-getter. And that's who we're talking to right now. If it's a person who doesn't have any get up and go, then it's a different instruction. That's those that need to take a step of faith and try to make something happen because they don't.
Yeah.
And God's teaching them a different lesson. And that's a whole nother conversation. But it takes a person who can be strong to wait on the Lord.
Amen.
That takes a strong person.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Daphne, for just unpacking that a little bit more for us. And just remember, as listeners, if you have a question for Pastor Daphne, please let us know here on Impact 103 so that we can take those questions directly to her and she can get back to you on exactly what it is that you're going through. As we've been discussing, everything is very specific for every individual, and it's important to discern and know where God is actually leading you. What instructions has he given you? So if you have a question on just some wisdom and pearls of wisdom that just you really need from God, then just let us know on our WhatsApp number on 071-364-0376, and we will definitely get back to you. So, Pastor Daphne, thank you again for this time that we can spend together. Really appreciate it.
Thank you again, and God bless everybody so much.
Amen. All right. God bless you, and enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Spending time with the Lord so he can show you how much that he loves you and who you were created to be. That's something that honestly takes work. I know in my relationship with God, I've needed to spend time, wait on him, listen to him, and just allow him to reveal it step by step. It's not something that just happens like in one moment, one sit down with God, but it's something that he's constantly and continually revealing to us. It's taking work. And I must admit, in my own journey, something that has actually really helped me is actually just asking God, you know what, Lord, show me who I am. Something that I can really go to that really helped me was finding out what my name means. Because I know that the Bible says in Isaiah 49 verse 1, it says, listen to me, O isles and coastlands, and hear, ken you peoples from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother. He has named my name. And that's something that definitely stood out to me when I realized that God called me. And he called me on purpose. He called my name on purpose. And actually found out from my mom again this week that my name means strong, noble, and excellent, mighty in spirit. And it's something that is just being declared over me constantly. Such a great reminder that God actually has such a beautiful thing in store for you if you would just find out what it is. Find out what, like, who God named you. You know, what's your family name? And there's such an interesting thing in there for me. I mean, just to give you a quick testimony, my surname is Farley, and it means of the sheepfold or dweller amongst the ferns. And as I was busy spending time with God on this, he really showed me that that's the place that I belong. I belong in his presence. I belong in that garden that he is really creating for me in my heart, like that time that I can really, really spend with him. And as you start to realize the different things that God's called you to, like, for example, my family's motto is actually, he taketh away the sins of the world and faith has no fear. I love this so much because it's like something that we can stand on, something that we can, like, step forward into. And so I would encourage you, if you have not researched your name or found out who God really sees you as, what it is that he is saying about you, do the work, spend some time with him, ask him, God, like, what have you called me to? And allow the Holy Spirit to show you. Don't just do the research and think out of your mind, okay, this is what, like, it's all about. No, wait on God. Allow him to be the one that explains it, who brings the confirmation. Wait on him and allow him to answer so that you can walk into the fullness and the call that he has really given you, you know? So it's time. Actually, our time has flown today. Our time has really, really flown. I've had such a great time with you. And yeah, thanks for joining. Thanks for tuning in. If you do want to re-listen to this time of being real, also get on to our website, get on to our app, the Impact 103 app, and go on to our podcast section and just listen again on everything that God is saying, because this season of the festive season is actually some time where we can actually just turn off everything else and spend some time. We have a break during this time. Let's take it. Let's spend it not only celebrating with our families, but celebrating with God, asking him, God, how do you see me? What is it that we can step into? So just remember that Jesus really does love you, and to keep your relationship real. God bless you and have an awesome day.